You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
I've got a HBO Max theory, actually, because last night I saw everyone on social media saying, oh, Game of Thrones crashed the app. I didn't know anybody that was really super excited for House of the Dragon.
I was. I watched it live.
Are you wild?
I was in group chats with people that used to love GOT, and I was like, is anyone really up for this? No, not really. I think I'm going to get in if I see after a couple episodes people are still hot on it and just like kind of binge it. I think HBO gave the app problems on their own to make it a talking point on social media.
Oh. I just think the app sucks. I don't know if it has anything to do with like it crashes a lot.
Which streamer has the best functionality?
It's not Hulu, let me tell you that. Wow. Hulu always malfunctions for me.
I never have these problems.
Functionality, probably Netflix.
Netflix is consistent. If I'm like, I need to binge watch something and I don't want it to crap out on me, I'll just turn on Netflix.
Rewind, fast forward, downloading. It's between Netflix and Amazon Prime. I give Prime the edge because I like the X-ray.
Oh, they thank
love
God
X-ray.
They finally redid the interface on Amazon Prime.
What?
It's the crappiest interface.
What are you talking about?
I think it's crappy.
You guys are wilding. I love it. I do it all the time.
What do you do all the time? Enjoy
Prime
the interface?
Video. Prime Video, yeah. I Prime
but
Video.
But you know that they recently touched it up.
How?
Wow, that's how subtle of a touch of it's been. You didn't even notice?
Nope.
Yeah, they made it look a little better.
How?
Like they made it black and gold a little bit
it's
more.
It's been black and gold for years.
No, they touched it up. Google it.
I'm not going to Google it. Yes, I use it Amazon Prime all the time. I watch my Cineport movies on Amazon Prime.
I like that response.
When did Game of Thrones come out yesterday? Like when was it on?
9 p.m. Eastern.
I think at 9, yeah.
Okay, so I was late to the party and watched Bride, the Cuban version. Yeah. Oh my God. Have I ever been seen by a movie more than that one? I don't think so. So as I was watching...
I really like that movie
It was so good.
It was so Miami.
You haven't seen it, Billy?
No, I'll watch it when it shows.
Oh, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
There's so many Easter eggs for Miami.
No, on HBO Max, I basically always scroll down to Last Chance, and that's where I kind of look through. If I'm not looking for something, I just go to Last Chance, and there's a sense of urgency that I need to watch something.
Oh, you guys talking about the landing page? On Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Oh, you nerds. Like, this is what I've discovered about people.
What are you talking
Like, so many people, this is how they consume content.
You nerds.
Yeah, no, nerds, for real. It's like, I'm bored. Let me just open the app, show me things.
I've never made that voice.
That's exactly how you sound every time you turn on your app.
Right, yes.
And you, show me things. I go in there, I'm targeted. There's a show called this. Tap, 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 tap. There it is. Search. Boom, play, we're in there. I don't have time to be searching. Netflix says this is in the top 10 in the nation. I don't care, Netflix.
What are you so busy doing?
Watching movies for Cinephobe.
Yeah, because you know what you want to watch. Sometimes you want to scroll through it's the olden days and you're
Cable. Never scroll through. I never scroll through.
That's a lie.
You don't like a good perusing?
Never peruse.
Tony, finish your story.
The reason why I brought it up is because around 9:45, I started having problems with Father the Bride and I couldn't watch because it was buffering and I was like, what the
Freak.
Yeah. Andy Garcia, I mean, hell of an actor.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Gloria, not so much.
That's why I said Andy.
A little bit more rigid.
Gloria
Estefan?
Yeah, Estefan. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with Gloria Estefan, actually.
Okay.
I go to all the Inter-Miami games, which should be noted. They're all in very North Fort Lauderdale.
Right, not
it's like
Miami.
15 minutes away from Boca.
Oh, my God.
Outer Miami.
And you go there?
I go there for every game. I love the games. The games
farther
have been
than the FIU campus.
Oh my God!
The games have been BBC. Super fun, and they're playing very well at home. But you know what their team song is? It's they try to make
the conga
happen.
Is it really? I was
real?
Joking.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cheesy. It's like this remix. It's terrible. And I saw
remix.
And I saw this video on my timeline yesterday, thanks to MLS Twitter. Charlotte FC, they've adopted Peppas as their official song. And
far superior.
Wild.
Charlotte?
Charlotte, yeah. And so this song that was there for the taking for Inter Miami has now been totally co-opted and taken by a team in North Carolina. Should be our song. But we're still out here making conga happen.
You know, but you know why that is.
The heat.
No, it's not about, no, not because of Peppas. I'm talking about why conga.
I don't. I
Some
really
white
don't.
Person was no. pandering.
No, she's isn't she a part owner?
Is she?
I don't with the Mosses. No, I don't. I think
she. I think she's got a minority stake.
She's with the Dolphins. Like, if is that page still up there? Like the limited partners in the Miami Dolphins, where it was an illustrious list, like J Lo and the Williams sisters.
Oh yeah. Those were the days, huh?
Somebody told me that Fergie, with Ross being suspended, is the lead dog in charge right now.
I think you fell for
who told you that
Twitter joke.
All sex
Damn.
Sports.
Well, so that's why I said so. I didn't read it. It was just like my friend of mine was like, I think Fergie's the lead. I was like, that can't be true.
This is why you shouldn't jump to making people limited partners, because all their limited partners are very 2008.
Is Usher still a partner in the Cavs?
Lewis Hamilton just signed on with the Broncos. I feel like that's pretty.
The Broncos recent. Ownership group is very vast, and it's just growing
so,
and growing.
Hold on,
growing.
You resent Gloria Estefan because you don't like the song that Inter Miami plays?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem fair to her.
Well, no, my problem with Gloria Estefan is that white people often say we need something Cuban, let's get the Estefan.
Is that her fault though? Has she marketed herself
yes,
to that? You
yes,
think?
Because she's so good at it. Yeah, she's so good at it.
Or do you think that's just white people for making her the default Cuban?
But you know,
at a certain point, Gloria needs to stand up and say, you know what? It's Peppa's time. we can't.
But you know,
conga,
but no, but
conga was very much of a time.
That's not when she steps down, it's going to be Pitbull after that or Flo Rida.
I'd be totally fine with that.
Have
you heard the Café con Leche song?
That song. I mean, welcome back, Pitbull.
He is on a heater right now.
Is he?
I listen to that song. I'm like, God damn it, Pitbull, you did it again. How does he keep doing this? How does he keep making bops?
How does he continue to take other popular songs?
Yeah. If you look at the songwriters for Café con Leche, it's the dumbest song. I love it. There's 27 writers on that song.
He's got his own school too.
That's true.
Slam, baby.
See, what's UD it? Can't get a
slam.
Slam?
Yeah,
no,
slam
I gotta take it. Slam.
What's is that an acronym?
Why are you school. Hanging out at? High
yeah,
schools?
Sports leadership, academic, something or other. It's an acronym. Long story short, they actually have one of the best gyms in Miami to play basketball in because it's 20 stories up right next to Marlins Park. So you have on one side the view of Brickell and on the other side the view of West Miami. It's sick.
Sports leadership and management.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was close.
A is for and?
Yeah.
Nah. That's...
We can't call it SLM.
Why not? Slim.
No, Slam's better.
Yeah, Slim is better.
And it's Slam with an exclamation mark also.
Was exclamation mark stand for something?
It is for excitement.
Means you have to say it excitedly, though.
Yeah.
Slam! It's the Miami
Panic
Heat always always have their thing in caps. You ever notice that? In Miami, they have a press release. Heat is in caps. So I always think of Miami Heat. I yell it when I read it. I can't help it. Guys, I have my top five list. Things that are wrong with Hard Knocks.
Oh, good.
Right? Number five, are we ready for
We're only two episodes in, you already have five.
I got five.
Okay.
I got five problems. Right?
What day does it come out?
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, okay. But so does
Only Murders. We'll recap it on Wednesday. Number five, they're hiding Jared Goff. I want, he's, you know what? He's crushed. He has to be crushed, right? Gets traded from LA to Detroit, and then his team goes and wins the Super Bowl, and everyone talks about, it's great to finally have a quarterback. His life is in the shitter right now, relatively speaking. And that's why they're hiding him, because he's sad. They don't want to show
You think he's a sad boy?
He's a sad boy. He is.
I think that he probably, they probably just don't want A, I don't think he's that interesting, and B, they don't want like quarterback controversy. They're just like, let's focus on our other guys. Maybe he won't be around that long.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Jess, because number four, no players. Hard Knocks is always about focused about players. Give me a star player. Give me a guy who had a great rookie year. Give me someone who may or may not make the roster. One of my favorite characters of all time is John Connor from the Jets, the Terminator. Sorry.
Yeah, come on. Can't cut off a fake Sugats at the pass. No, they know what they're doing. They pour over hours. They know what's engaging. They have something with the coach.
They did the Aiden Hutchinson thing in episode one.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was
Lyle's wife, the Olympic athlete.
Aiden Hutchinson, a.k.a. J.J. Watt Jr. Anyone get those vibes? Guys, like nobody got those vibes of complete absolute fraud.
I still haven't watched Hard Knocks. I don't feel like I feel like I know what Hard Knocks is with Dan Campbell, and the whole thing's just going to be annoying after episode two.
Not at all.
No?
And his whole coaching staff is awesome.
You don't think
the coaching staff
old?
Is awesome.
So number three, too much coaches.
You're wrong. You don't know what the hell you're talking
too
about.
Too much coaches.
But these are all like cool former NFL player coaches.
But I feel like I'm watching Hard Knocks from like 2003. I want to watch modern Hard Knocks. I want new characters. I don't want to like relive. Remember Mark Brunell? Yeah, he was really good on NFL Blitz. Like, I don't want to do that. By the way, Mark Brunell, great coaching. He said, guys, I got two tips for you guys today. Throw to our guys. Don't throw to the other guys. And then he walks in. He takes a swig of water. He's so proud of himself.
I got mad beef with Mark Brunell. Why? Mad beef.
Why is that?
Because he joined the Levitard show when we first started working for ESPN. He was also a part of ESPN. And I said, when he called the phone, I told him what Dan was going to mention to him just so I could prep him. And he answered the question on the air. And then like 2 weeks later, I got called into the office by ESPN folks saying, why'd you ask Mark Brunell this? He said he was totally stunned and surprised by it. Totally blindsided by the question. I'm like, well, I never actually do this, but I ran the question by him. He just straight up lied to them. Right. And then afterwards, at least a month later, like he fessed up that he's like, okay, yeah, he ran it by me. But he just straight up lied to folks,
dick
trying
move.
To make me look bad.
Dick so, move. Also,
and I loved him as a kid. I
what was
had
the
a
question?
Mark Brunell jersey. I don't even remember. I really don't know what it was, but he just straight up lied to folks. So I've always carried a resentment since that moment.
I carry it with you. I think he's an awful human being.
You just learned about it.
Now, you know what? That's what empathy is called.
We're not Mark Brunell guys anymore.
Never. Never again. But also, they don't really coach. They just talk shit to each other.
That's true, too.
Like, what are we doing here?
I did kind of watch that part, though. And I wondered, is this why they only had three wins? Because the coaches are kind of just hanging out and yelling at each other the whole time.
All right. Number two, ironically.
By the way, two of your three things so far were exactly the same. Not enough players and too many coaches was kind of the same thing.
Not really.
Okay.
Because we could see owners, we could see GMs.
Yeah, equipment staff.
Yeah, we're getting zero character development.
Sprinklers.
We're getting zero character development outside of the coaches who are characters that we already knew about. Like, already know all this stuff. Now, this is what's going to sound a little ironic. Number two, not enough Dan Campbell. Like, I came for the Dan Campbell is Unhinged show, and I got one good speech, and that's it. And him doing the up-downs, which I believe is incredible.
With a broken wrist.
With a broken wrist.
That was very look at me, Louie.
Oh, of course. Of course. Of course. But, guys, you know what the number one thing on my list is? Backup quarterback David Blau refuses to cuss. Fudge! Golly! I'm like, man, if you got that energy in you, go ahead and cuss, man. It's on HBO. You could say it. You could say it. It's all right. I was so upset. Like, either your mind doesn't even travel there, or it does, and you go there. But to stop short every time, oh, sugar. I'm like, don't do that, man. Encapsulate that energy.
Oh, sugar?
Yeah.
He says sugar?
He said fudge. Sugar might be an exaggeration, but he said fudge.
Yeah,
after fumbling the ball and turning it over and losing the game, basically.
Your top five has only reaffirmed that I should not be watching this.
Look,
it seems like the act gets tired by episode two.
It does. Because they haven't done what they usually do. It's not the...
It's got no interest. I'll wait till The useless sound montage.
No, the in-season one.
I know what Dan Campbell is.
The normal formula is like you follow along a guy who's trying to make the team and a guy who just signed a massive signing bonus and they're like trying to, you know, find themselves.
Love those stories. Danny Amendola was one of those stories. Bobby Scipio with the Chiefs. I love the guy that's
Darren Waller. Yeah, like they haven't done that though.
Have we met the guy yet that walks you to the room to get cut?
Not yet.
I've always wanted that. I wouldn't want that job, but you always meet that guy on the staff.
I've done that.
The coach's assistant that's like, hey, coach needs to talk to you.
You had that job before?
I didn't have that job, but I've had to do that. I've had to do the, hey, they want to talk to you.
Where they know.
I can't even remember the player's name. It was just, it was one of those people that, like, you say the name now, I probably wouldn't recognize it. It's a guy that never played in the league.
It's someone that they didn't send the real person's job to do that with.
It's not Jaron Collins or someone like that. It's someone who's like never
Lou
played.
Lou Almanson.
No, not Lou. Not Sweet Lou. Come on now. Lou is a favorite.
Tony, do we like Sweet Lou?
Love Sweet Lou.
Yeah, man. Come on now.
That hair.
Real Hoopers know.
I mean, there's been a lot of talk. Mark Jones said something about it. I think Hart said something about it. All of a sudden, a lot of love for Michael Beasley.
Oh, man. Let me tell you right now.
I mean, speak on that.
Tell us.
Never. Never again. Wow. Like, you want to talk about burning every last bridge? Incinerated. Incinerated like Nick Cage in a volcano.
He's playing for the Shanghai Sharks.
What does he do? That, like what's the...
Just, like, there's... how can I say this in a political way?
Irresponsibility?
There's a certain level of, like, a baseline of responsibility you have to have that he doesn't have. Of just like regular stuff, showing up places, for instance. Not showing up places on time, showing up. Yeah, it's just incredible talent, but it's like, I don't know what you can do where that can flourish other than somewhere like China where they just don't care.
He's in the big three, I think.
Was he in the big three?
Yeah, I think he's hitting fours like it's nobody's business.
Shout out to the big three, by the way.
Shout out to big three. They just had their championship this weekend. My guy, Steven Jackson.
Did you see Gronk out there?
I did.
Throwing bows, and so was Gilly. But he was just jumping on the table.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, Billy?
Oh, yeah.
$1 million with the
game. $1 million for the game,
yeah.
Wallow and Gilly?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Billy Gill.
Willie Gill.
I have two gripes with Hard Knocks, by the way.
Oh, do you have a top two list?
No, just two that you left out.
Okay.
Number, top two list. The number two gripe that I have, I don't need to see that the Cardinals are coming up in the regular season single episode.
That's the coolest part.
No.
At the end of the episode, you see was it Hopkins doing like on the box jumps and stuff?
Hopkins was the first episode.
And then last episode, it was Kingsbury just rewinding and fast forwarding.
In the saddest looking room ever with abs. It looks like a prison that he's in. There's nothing on the wall. He looks miserable. When you see that, you're also like, he's the best looking thing ever 5 years ago, maybe, but we've aged very quickly.
Oh, man, like the president of the United States, not Joe Biden.
Like all of them.
He's not your president?
No, I mean like
careful.
The presidents that actually aged in the White House as opposed to showed up to the White House aged. Billy, what was number one on your list of things?
I can't buy the grit hat that they have on him anywhere. Everywhere it says grit hats with official like NFL logo on it. There's grit shirts. It's like official NFL apparel. It's not for sale. You can't buy. You know how many of those they would sell?
The best part of episode one was he's given a speech and he says, everything we need is right there. And I thought he was pointing at them. And then they zoom out. He's pointing at a huge wall, like a floor-to-ceiling mural of the word grit.
Just awesome.
I laughed so hard.
Didn't he say something about as long as we have grit, we could have like three fingers or something still win?
No, I don't care.
It was three fingers and one ass cheek.
No, I don't care. I don't care if you've got three toes and one ass cheek. I'm going to kick your ass.
Which seems...
So he's not talking about himself. He's talking about his opponent.
So if you're disabled, I will...
I will kick your ass.
I don't think that's what he meant.
But hey, like that... is the next level of like super hyper competitive, right?
Beating on disabled people.
Yeah, like most people would see someone with three toes and one ass, you could say, "Oh, I should take it easy on this guy." Not Dan Campbell. He's, "I'm going to kick your ass."
I thought that he was saying if he had three toes and one ass cheek, he could still beat someone's ass cuz he had that much in him.
Oh, that's a good twist.
That's how I understood it. Is he as someone with one ass cheek, which I don't know what having one ass cheek versus two helps you in any situation.
I don't care if you have three toes and one ass cheek. I'm going to kick your ass. So that is very clear.
I'm gonna have to
me.
Rewatch this. Yeah.
If you're parking in disabled spots, watch out. Dan Campbell will levy justice.
Here's why I can't get into Hard Knocks.
You haven't tried though.
Well, I don't want to try. No, I love Hard Knocks. This year. The last few seasons of Hard Knocks, I didn't like. Last
year was good.
I always give up like midway through it, where I just lose interest. I thought there was the joint season with Rams and Chargers.
That was trash. That was the worst
one. It was, but the first episode was interesting because it was all the COVID protocols and how you operate during the pandemic. I found that part interesting.
Do you remember how that episode opened? I was out after the opening.
Was it when they were getting their tests?
No.
Oh.
It might have been, but it was like a Zoom meeting, and the head coach, I can't remember, I think it was...
McVay?
No, it was the other one for the Chargers, the one that's not there anymore.
Lynn.
Anthony Lynn.
He's like, all right, guys, good to see everybody here. By the way, Coach so-and-so, he can't make it because he tested positive for COVID. And everyone's like, oh, shit. Like, well, he didn't. I'm just trying to show how easy it could be if we don't take this thing seriously. I'm like, buddy, you're doing like a prank on day one. Oh, and remember, God. This is 2020. This is like August
they
of 2020.
The Impractical Joker. Yeah. Behind a two-sided.
Joe Gatto. Like, whoa!
You really got him, Anthony Lynn.
But yeah.
By the way, Sean McVay has had a chemical peel. Just saying that right now.
They're fairly common.
Yeah. Are they?
He's a very Hollywood guy. Like, he had a chemical peel.
Commonly means it happens
you?
A lot.
No, I get that. Oh. What is a chemical peel?
They like put stuff on your face and it makes your like top layer of skin go off.
It
so
dissolves.
Then your bottom layer of skin is forward. No, that's that damages your skin. These are supposed to like make all the top dead skin layer go away. So then you have like fresh new skin underneath.
That
makes you super shiny.
Your wrinkles are supposed to go. Like makes like collagen production increase. So then like some of your fine lines and wrinkles.
Where's Zach Harper right now? I feel like the collagen talk now is like Zach parachutes in. Did someone say collagen? I've got a code for you.
But McVay definitely did a chemical peel if you watched that preseason game. Also, no one knows how to fill out a Nike Performance long sleeve quite like Sean McVay. And that entire coaching staff now is on the same workout plan. They all wear the same thing. They all do their traps. It's a wonderful thing that's happening out in Los Angeles. That's a culture. We don't skip shoulders. Shoulders and traps. People forget that, but that's also what makes you look biggest.
Yeah, the trap house.
That's what that is.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
Hey, Dave.
Stugatz.
What up?
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Dan has been sitting here this whole time and hasn't uttered a single word all morning. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see him. You don't believe. I know the podcast audience is like, oh, I know you guys are just saying it. He's Dan. I swear to God, Dan is sitting in his chair right now. He's on his phone the whole time. This is counterproductive. I can't carry this all on my own. As we talked about last week, it's heavy. It's very heavy on me.
We should play some best of or something. It's too heavy for you.
Let's play some best of. And I'm gonna hit up some of my friends, see if anyone can come fill in, because if he's gonna do this all show long,
you're gonna bring in just a friend out of nowhere.
Yeah.
right.
I have friends. Why are you sounding incredulous?
But it's early. A lot of your people, West Coast people, like it could be early.
I've got East Coast people. I've got East Coast people. I'll find someone east of the Mississippi. Evil. How about that?
Fine.
All right.
But first, here's a classic Roy Bellamy segment.
You guys played this game. You played it. I wanted to play it on air. And now you guys have all the answers.
No, I just I was just told. So I was theorizing that.
Game?
All right, tell the people the game.
Okay, so the game is. So Dan came in here because Mike is going to this rock festival over the course of the weekend.
I was making fun of Mike because here he is, historian Mike, wants to talk Celtics Heat, how much it means to him, wants to write poems about sport and rivalry, and he's going to be at Papa Roach instead of watching one of these games. And so I just said to him, how many songs does Papa Roach have? Do they have two? Do they have two songs?
And so I asked, I went to Papa Roach's Spotify page, and I asked, what is the minimum number of Spotify streams in order for someone to have a quote song?
This is not how you play this game. They either had hits or they don't. Is it a hit? Yeah, is it not a hit?
Yeah, but how do you determine what a hit is?
Name the song.
You think it was a hit?
Name the song.
That's how we're doing this. Name their songs. Chris will tell you if it's a hit or not.
Chris can't be the one who decides.
Well, not me. No. A casual Papa Roach fan.
Yeah.
But the measurement that Whittingham was using, and I like Billy and Chris, was like, really? That seems high. Chris Whittingham said to be a hit or to be a song, to be a song that qualifies, you have to have 50 million streams.
50 million.
According to who?
According to Whittingham.
He's not
the king of music.
I was asking, what is the minimum number? I surmised 50 million.
No. 50 million is a lot of listeners.
Who decided this? Like, who's the Bill James of music that decided this?
Okay, fair enough,
Billy. Just how many times people played the song. I'm asking what the number of times that is.
Papa Roach has been around for 25 years.
Name a song.
Right. But Billy, name a song? Billy, it's fair to say,
cut my life into pieces.
Hit.
It is
reach fair. My last resort, suffocation, no breathing.
At least one hit.
Then the rest of it gets pretty vulgar. Honestly, kids shouldn't have listened to that, but they gravitated it because he was a voice of angst for a generation, which is why since then they've kind of leaned into this emo reputation because their lyrics, while they were kind of considered new metal, their lyrics were very emo, talking about mental health issues and depression and moms dying and all that. So it's no wonder why I, as someone that suffered all those things when I was younger, really gravitated to the voice of a generation, Jacoby Shaddix.
Roy, you were going to get in there with something, and Mike closed the door at the end of his story by just making it about depression and mom death. But what were you going to say before he closed that window shut behind him with the death of a mother?
Two Americas. Wait.
You never came from a broken home?
If it wasn't performed at an award show, not a hit.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, then you listen to Broken Home. All right, so 50 million streams.
But Billy's
debatable. No.
Okay, well, can I at least try to guess the songs that have 50 million streams? And then Chris Cody can verify if it's a hit or not.
You guys are burying the most interesting part of this while arguing about whether 50 million is a lot or not. Because the part that was stunning about what they said is Papa Roach has four of those. They got four of 50 million
Spoiler
plus, and I'm
alert.
Like, they do
wow.
not.
That
I'm
is
like,
massive.
They do
Game
not.
Game over, I guess.
Hmm. Right. I mean, they were a big deal in the late 90s, but they never quite reached the fame of their first album. So they've had a lot of longevity for a band that was probably kind of niche. Yeah. So I'd like to guess the songs with 50 million streams, and then Chris Cody can tell me if it's a hit or not.
Right. Let me ask you guys a question, okay? Lionel Richie, all right? The great Lionel Richie.
What do you think you're dancing on the ceiling without some sort of stimulant?
He's got four songs with over 100 million downloads. Like, when you hear a song, when I say, Stuck on You,
that's a movie.
I mean, it's a hit. You know it's a hit.
I don't know. Chris Cody, is it
no.
a hit?
All See? Night Long, We what? Are the World, Hello. Those are his three hits.
Wow, boom. Yeah.
Three hits.
There you go.
Say
well,
you
as
say
a solo
me,
artist.
I mean.
Say You, Say Me.
Not a hit.
Okay. Why?
That's what we signed up for.
62 million downloads.
No, that's what we signed up for.
Guys, I would argue that Lionel Richie's greatest contribution to pop culture
American
is Nicole
Idol.
Richie.
Nicole Richie?
Yeah.
So you guess American Idol because that would have been ridiculous.
That is so disrespectful to Lionel Richie.
How so?
You don't know what you're talking about when you think.
Have you ever heard of The Simple Life?
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Such a good song. Isn't that about a blind person that makes a wax figurine out of his face?
That would be the music video.
I want to rewind to what Whittingham did there, because he's now making moral choices. He's making moral choices with his music and with his lyrics and what he can't sing now retroactively. So, Billy just rolled his eyes at him.
Yeah. Get off your high horse.
Well, we've kind of done this show before, but Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. I was like 8 years old singing about a girl going down on me, and it was I didn't know about it.
Right. Because it starts with do 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 do. It sounds so happy.
Which is how I subtly.
Why do you think you're so happy?
I suddenly send hints to my wife during dinner.
You take songs way too literally. Like, what do you think I touch myself is about? Who knows?
You feel like you should know, but who knows?
We have done the show though of songs that have really happy music and then are describing like crimes. That's not the show I want to do. I want to do Papa Roach hits.
Okay. And it's up to Chris. We agreed on.
I meant the cat.
It should be the cat. A casual fan.
Yes.
Of
I got
that
you.
Band. Like yes. I'm not. I'm
hit
not saying
or not a hit.
You. Right.
Yes.
But it's hit or not a hit.
The objections that I had, though, because this is, I mean, generational too. Stugatz is mentioning Lionel Richie.
Ah, the best.
And Lionel Richie. I wanted to ask the two questions did you choose Lionel Richie?
And, downloads.
And why,
that's why.
Why have we chosen Chris Cody?
Yeah.
Why have we chosen him as the arbiter?
Why have we chosen Mike and Chris Whittingham?
Great question. Yeah. No,
we chose Spotify.
My point is people should be the arbiter.
That's right.
Well,
not
50 million
numbers.
Would be the people.
Nah.
50 million people is
it's
a lot.
People who are on Spotify.
But 49 and a half isn't a lot.
But
I mean,
it could be 100 million if you take into account all the other streaming services. So
let me tell you what a lot is. Mm. It's Elton John, I'm Still Standing, 500 million downloads.
That's one of the greatest songs ever.
It's not even one of his best.
No one's arguing that Papa Roach is Elton John. All right, so I'm going to say the four songs of Papa Roach. Number one is Easy, Last Resort. That's her biggest song.
That's correct.
Chris?
That's a hit.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We all know the words to Last Resort.
You know how I know it's a hit?
Roy, you absolutely know all the words.
My life into pieces.
Finish the lyric. You're lying.
No, you're lying. Roy, I'm not having that.
Roy, you cover the Panthers. Right. You've heard every single Papa Roach song.
I tell you, two Americas. Yeah. God damn it, I mean it.
Okay. Roy, you're in the America that's had hockey games a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a different type
of
America.
That song is playing at hockey arenas across the country.
Is Roy going to get the first ever attack from the chickens? Are you all accusing him of lying that he doesn't know the song that we're talking about?
Yes, you do.
About?
Shut up.
You're Fred!
Stugatz knows the lyrics to Last Resort.
Let's sing it again.
Oh, he's lying about that.
As chickens.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Submission. No breathing. Don't give up.
That's a guitar part.
Cut my life into pieces.
Oh, I thought that was lyrics. That was actual lyrics there.
This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing.
It's a good song if you repeat the very first lyric after a guitar. Go right back to it because you know the song already. 30 seconds into it. All right, so Last Resort was easy, but this is where it gets dicey because I'm very surprised that they have four of these songs. I'm going to still go off of that first album because this was a TRL generation. And so I'm going to say Broken Home.
Incorrect.
No! Okay.
Chris Cody?
Not a hit.
No,
shit?
Help? Yeah, hit or shit.
Yeah.
Help?
Play the game.
Help is correct.
Yeah. Help is basically the sequel to Last Resort.
Sing it for me.
Yeah.
No, it's not
help.
A hit to you.
Shit.
Classic.
Be careful. Yeah. Be careful. That is very saying, litigious.
That's not Papa Roach. Who is that?
That was
Beatles.
I'm
going to go between Angels and Insects.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that video
Angels and Insects is correct.
Take my money.
Shit.
No, I agree with that. And To Be Loved, but I don't think that's one of them. That was a Monday Night Raw theme.
Fourth one is Scars.
Oh, that's a very emo song. Yeah, Scars.
I think it's a hit. Sing it for me.
Yeah.
What do you mean you think it's a hit?
I remember it, but
we
got to
remember.
Sure.
Yeah.
I want to get the lyrics right.
You need to do this with Adnan. Hit or shit. You need to do this.
I tear my heart open.
Hit.
I sew myself shut. My weakness is that I care too much.
Roy is suffering deeply here.
Yeah, Scars is a...
The past is
It's a rock ballad.
Huh. Yeah, you're right about scars. I'm being scarred right now. Classic.
You know all the words. Yeah. Come on. A guy that sings Jimmy Eat World every other day tells me he doesn't know about Papa Roach.
Right, what's like the most rock emo song that you would sing? Like, what band are you? Were you like a Sum 41 guy? Ooh. Simple Plan?
You
like,
know
what
was your.
I have no idea who these people are.
Oh, please. Come on, Roy.
You're on your way to the Panther game. It's a big one. Maybe. You're cranking music in the car. What are we listening to, Roy?
I'm listening to Cinephile for the acetate.
Oh, wow.
Big week for Cinephile, by the way. Congrats, Chris.
Yeah, Monster, the Judd Apatow numbers.
That's right. That's right, baby.
Off the presses.
Let's go.
Throw me through the party like my name was El Nino.
Oh, that's a hit. American Pie.
Did you like Avril Lavigne at least?
Well, I'm hanging out, drinking back now, Camino.
As a kid, as a kid, no one knew me, but
nobody came. I know another one you thought you knew back in high school.
Never going, never showing up when we had to.
I'll catch you that we can. Don't tell us who we had. I'm sick of always hearing at your age.
I don't want to waste my time. Got another casualty. It's a society you'll never fall in line. Become another victim of the volunteer victim.
You don't know us at all. We never know people fall.
What would you expect when the country's on us all?
Heavy metal and volunteers, how we were raised. Maiden and priests were the god that we praised.
Now we love it.
People's expenses.
Right?
Gun people, that's just a minor offense. I guess you'll never die.
I'm thinking about listening in
time. I don't want to waste my time. Come another casualty of a society. I'm surprised.
Yeah. I didn't even American have the lyrics. Why do I know that?
I am stunned.
It's a hit.
Poor Roy. Wait, Chris, is it a hit?
It's a f***ing hit.
Oh, that a
f***ing
hit.
Oh, wow. That's a whole different thing. That's the highest of the rankings.
At the next Moss Miami, if I ever DJ again, I'm going to have an emo night.
Really?
Where I just play all these bangers and Roy will pretend to not know all the words.
By the way,
Billy was saying, I think Billy, hell-bent on anarchy and just throwing dollars in the air, DraftKings dollars, Metalark dollars, has decided he's
been, Amos, Miami.
He's been wandering around here with a sinister grin on his face because evidently he's doing all the work required so that one of the last Kmarts do got.
Amos,
so
Miami, yeah.
So that we can actually have a party at one of the last Kmart shelves in America.
So I have updates on this because before it was just kind of like a pipe dream, right? Where it was like, oh, let's say this and maybe it can't happen, right? But
Billy, if I may, though, yes. if I can explain to the audience, because they don't know some of the inner workings of what's happened around here, where we're really kind of going it alone and figuring everything out as we go and building a bunch of things so that we can do the fun things with our audience that we want to do. But Billy has now gotten into a lot of these meetings where, I mean, we were going to do some big things at the Super Bowl and just throw a bunch of money in the air and have fun. And now you've pivoted to Kmart for some reason.
Well, Super Bowl pass, that happened. Yeah. But there's a Super Bowl next year. We're already working on that.
Yeah.
For Kmart, though, Dan, we have important updates on that. So our friend Billy Corbin came in and told us that he knows the owner of one abandoned Kmart, which is not the one that I was hoping for. This is the one by Magic City Casino, but he knows and he was going to pass along that information so we can see possible rates for that. And then yesterday I was at a Burger Club meeting, M-E-A-T-I-N-G, and I met up with some people who were telling me that KMOS needs to happen and that they have an inside source, that the person that owns the abandoned Kmart on 8th Street and 122nd, where the original plan was to do this, refuses to sell that property and wants to keep it there. So I think that we may be able to play ball, and there is a sign out front to rent that space. So we're going to see. I don't want to give you too much information, but that person was offered a lot for that and didn't want to give it up. So we're going to see what happens. And I will also tell you this. There's someone that does this bar wrestling thing, and every time there's a Super Bowl, has like these bar wrestling shows go on like in the Super Bowl cities, and has reached out to us in the past to get us to go out there, and reached out to me and was like, hey, if you do the KMOS Miami, we need to have a wrestling show inside of the Kmart. So things are starting to come together. When?
Don't count on me to let you know when. Don't count on me. I'll do it again. Don't count on me. It's a point you're missing. Don't count on me. Cause I'm not listening.
Right, guys.
My daughter knows Last Resort.
Yeah.
Come on.
I truly don't know that song.
Come on.
Roy
100% had a skateboard face. Without a doubt in my mind.
Did you ever play Tony Hawk?
Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
You ever play Tony Hawk? You ever watch Jackass?
Honestly.
You're a hockey fan.
You never watched Jackass. Now you're just lying.
Yeah.
I had a skateboard. I really used it.
You played all the NHL games.
What do you have a skateboard for?
You had a skateboard, but not... Brother, that's a phase.
I didn't ask for it. I was a child.
You
went
to Hot Topic. I had a bald face.
No, you had studs around your wrists. You went to Hot Topic. Yeah, you had a phase for sure.
Oh, Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Careful with those black bands.
Yeah.
Go to a party, they'll rip one.
That's a whole nother thing.
Right. What were the different colors?
No.
I do know. I was lying. I totally know. May have them in a drawer.
You were asking a question you knew the answer to?
Of course.
Proud of you.
What are the lies and what is the truth with Roy? Is Roy hiding deep in character? I've never heard you guys turn on him as a room and accuse him of lying, all of you. Is Roy hiding his secret over there by Rainforest Cafe, hockey fan who knows music? Because Roy... You are going into a region. It is not terribly diverse, I will say. That entire region. It is purposely not Miami. You walk through the parking lot. It is not the Miami Heat.
Well, it's actually not Miami.
I know, but it's it is. And so Roy ventures in to an area where he has been a minority for a very long time. What are you hiding?
That would be any hockey arena, though, right?
Someone say he's been a minority his entire life.
Yeah.
Or is it just a phase?
You know all these songs, Roy. You're hiding in shame. You know all these songs. You're ashamed to admit it.
If you've been to one hockey game, you've been to several emo nights because they're still very trapped in the year 2000. Yeah. And a pop culture maven like you, Last Resort was unavoidable. I don't even know what you're trying to prove by saying you don't know Last Resort, but it's bullshitting, man.
What are you hiding?
You're lying. You're
I don't
lying.
Know the lyrics.
Yes, you
I don't know the lyrics. I don't know the lyrics.
Oh, stop.
Semantics.
Stop. Semantics.
You know the song.
You know the song.
You know the song.
Everyone knows Last Resort, man. What are you trying to pull?
I mean, I've heard the music, but it's offshoot. Like, it's like one ear, not the other. Because I don't listen to that.
Right. Get out of here.
But you know the song.
No one
That's a larger point.
You. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Yeah. I don't even know who sings the song.
Come on. Come on.
Get out of here, buddy.
Well, what was Titanic? I knew it was
Celine
a thing,
Dion?
But I just
There's
didn't
a
really
boat
pay attention.
Diego.
Yeah, but he knows.
Was it an airplane crash?
Who was in that one? Who was in it? What happened in Titanic?
Yeah, come on.
Glacier.
Come on.
Historical fact.
Hulkawadia? I don't know. What is Hulkawadia?
Who?
Freaking Jack.
What are you going to do?
I'm trying to help Roy, but they're right.
Come on.
Blink 182, ever heard of them?
I mean, I heard the name. I don't know any of the songs.
Not
having that.
I don't know any of the songs.
You couldn't sing all the small things.
Blink 182.
They all melt together.
Blink 182.
Stop it.
Come on.
You don't know all
Green
the small
Day.
Things.
You
know
slow
all
down. Down.
They sound the same to me.
It's Blink 192. That's a fine.
You don't know all the small things?
All no.
Yes, you are. Shut up.
All things.
That's the song that all the crowd sings to at the hockey games.
Oh,
yeah.
That's all I know.
Dude, 20,000 people know that song
always
except for me.
I know you'll be at my show watching, waiting, commiserating.
Sure, come on,
say it ain't so. I will not go. Turn the lights off.
I swear to God.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.